hey, congratulations on getting in on this webinar. Seats were limited, and there are an impressive number of guys who are actually on standby right now waiting to see if you'll leave during the webinar so they can steal your spot. So if something does go wrong with your internet during the presentation, refresh your page like a madman and make sure your spot is still reserved, because if you lose your spot, there's really nothing I can do for you. However, you're here, you signed up on time, and that makes you one lucky mofo. All right, it's an excellent choice for you to show up here, because you're going to get something that every man in the world wants, but less than 0.1% of men actually have. And that is the secret step-by-step formula to attract and seduce any woman you desire. And in just a moment, you're going to discover a few simple, sneaky, kind of sneaky, but ethical techniques that will ultimately lead to two things happening for you. Number one, knowing them and seeing them work will give you the power and confidence to attract, turn on, and keep the kinds of women that you and every other guy on the planet dream about and desire. And using them at the right time will turn any woman that you're just friends with into a loyal, passionate lover in the bedroom and your supportive, beautiful sidekick outside the bedroom without the risk of screwing up your current friendship with her. And if you stick around to the end, I'm going to give you a free PDF download that I reserve for my advanced students that will tell you step by step exactly what to do and what to say to her whenever you meet her, so you can never screw up anything and without knowing it until it's too late, which is typically what happens. This attraction blueprint, as it's called, is a $75 value, and it's my gift at no cost to you for sticking around to the end of this webinar and being a badass. I'll tell you more about what's in it and where you can get it for free in just a bit. But first, I think I should warn you, it's only fair, this is a webinar, and that means it won't be around for you to check it out later. I'm not planning on sending out a replay link for this presentation. I can't stress that enough, mostly because I don't know how to do that technical stuff, and I have no plans right now to do this again in the future. So get a pad of paper and a pen ready, because I've got a limited time right now to get the most well-guarded seduction secrets in the world into your brain so that you can use them tonight to see the kind of results they've shown me and hundreds of thousands of other guys like you that paid me quite a bit of money just to hear me leak these secrets to them over the years. And even if you think you've heard everything, you know, all there is when it comes to advice on how to attract women, I can promise you that what I'm going to share with you today will absolutely shock you. It's not some recycled BS like some of the stuff you may have read on the internet. All the techniques I'm going to share with you today are real, usable, and were built on psychology, persuasion, and influence. And the sexual triggers revealed in this webinar, which I'll talk about in a bit, are techniques I keep on the down low, so I expect you to do the same. The last thing any of us want is for these techniques to be used by every guy in the world. That would ruin it for guys like you and me, and frankly, I don't want to risk that. So today, I will reveal this secret step-by-step formula to attract and seduce any woman you desire. And in return, you'll stick around, you'll quietly take notes, you'll keep them in a safe place and only share them with a couple of guys that you know won't abuse these techniques or tell the whole world about them. Is that a deal? Okay, great. If you're still here, we got a deal. Then I want to start by telling you what we're going to be covering today. By the end of this webinar, you are going to know the following things. How to build instant attraction with any woman, even if you've known her for a long-ass time and you never made a move. How to recognize when you're doing everything right, and how to tell early if you're doing something that's going to kill the attraction and what to do about it. You're also going to learn what to do when a girl rejects you that will flip her rejection plan on its head and get her intrigued, aroused, and salivating instead. You're also going to learn how to create strong emotional connection with her and get her thinking that you're boyfriend material, or hell, even like random wild night hookup material is fine. You're also going to get specific word-for-word lines that have been tested and proven to attract even the most gorgeous women. And these are gold, and they're like nothing else you've ever seen before, so definitely stick around for those. I'm also going to talk a little bit about loopholes in the female brain that you can ethically exploit to bypass her tests, and all women test men, by the way, you'll learn that in a bit, and go straight to getting her turned on without anyone ever knowing what you're doing. And I'm going to cover tons more, but that's just a little taste, so you keep watching. you know, and keep checking us out to the very end so you don't miss the really, really good stuff. Now, I think the best way I can illustrate the first secret is by telling you a short, kind of weird, and I gotta be honest, kind of embarrassing story about myself. So I'm going to get into it. You see, I haven't always been referred to as the number one attraction expert in the world like I am today. In fact, before I was sort of being interviewed about my controversial techniques in places like New York Times and Maxim, I was a little less interesting. The truth is, I was a total loser with women. That's not the embarrassing part thing, though. I mean, that's not the embarrassing part of this story. The truth is that I'm pretty bad, but not that bad back then. I mean that I was that bad with women. And since I've been teaching men how to effectively attract and arouse any woman in the world for the past 10 years, I've never met a guy who was worse than I was when I first started searching for the answer. And this is a picture of me back then. Now, you know, I was a nice kid. I had good intentions, but I was the kind of guy that women would, quote unquote, marry someday, but not date. You know what I mean? I was the nice guy. Now, I'm going to tell you here today that there's a way you can do the nice guy thing right, but I'll get to that in just a minute. First, let me start by painting a little picture in your mind so you can kind of see where I'm coming from here. I was sitting in my seat at the gas station on the corner of Monroe Street and Tennessee Street in Tallahassee, Florida. I wasn't sitting because I was in line for something or because I was resting my legs. I was sitting because that was my job. That's what I was supposed to do. I was a gas station attendant, you know. I always thought it was hilarious, by the way, how attendant is a job descriptor. Like it basically means that I showed up and that was my job. Now, at this point in my life, I had already given up on figuring out, you know, a way to start attracting women that I wanted. This just wasn't even an option. In fact, a year earlier than this point, I had finished fishing through the list of girls that I thought I could get, and no one wanted me. I was broke, working at a gas station with no formal education beyond high school, no natural charm or skills whatsoever, and I was a complete wuss. To call myself a man would really be like calling Rosie O'Donnell a fine piece of ass. You know, it's a bit of a stretch there. I was basically hoping for some naive, hot girl to finally discover me, feel bad for me, and take me in, so to speak, to be my girlfriend as an act of goodwill, kind of like if you're giving to charity or if you were to lend someone money when you knew they wouldn't pay you back. And as you might imagine, that never happened. But where I didn't have women, I had one thing for sure, and that was excuses. I had a pile of them. You know, I didn't talk to hot girls because I decided they were all stupid. And by the way, by that I mean all 20,000 of those hot girls who went to Florida State University, which was right down the street. And I probably should add that I was FSU at the time was voted the number one party school in the U.S. by Playboy and by Girls Gone Wild for several years, the whole time that I was living there. And I convinced myself that I needed to find a girl that was smart. However, I didn't date smart girls because, well, they were too smart to date a guy like me. I even went so far as to turn my never getting laid thing into a vow of celibacy thing. You know, some complete denial. The truth is that I was undesirable as a man, and I didn't know why, so I just gave up. And as I sat there sort of wasting my life in that gas station, you know, someone pulled up to pump gas. And I remember that they did because every time someone pulled up, a piercing, screeching sound wailed in my ear to tell me to turn the pump on. So I hit the turn pump on button, and I looked up to see who it was. And what I saw absolutely stunned me, because there, walking toward me, was the most beautiful girl I've ever seen in my life, still to this day. Now, I didn't know at the time, but I would compare every woman I met to this girl for the next 10 years of my life, and every one of them would fall short compared to her. As I sat sort of in awe, and a sudden rush of absolute panic rolled over me and sort of jumped up my spine and sent me into shock, and that was that I was going to have to talk to her. So frantically, I tried to think of something clever to say, but my mind went completely blank. I mean, completely blank. I mean, the only thing echoing in my mind was, what do I say? What do I do? Yeah, but it was too late. My brain had checked out, and I had nothing but a blank look on my face when the bell rang as she walked in the door. She smiled, but all I could do was stare back at her. Then, after an awkward silence, she stopped smiling. I was sweating like a blind lesbian in a fish market, man. I mean, I had to say something. Finally, I said the only thing that I could get out, and that was, That'll be $12.65, please. Because I was just in an absolute panic. So all I could do was watch as I ruined that interaction. She ended up leaving confused and sort of weirded out. And I never flirted with her. I never asked her what she was doing later. I never got her number. Hell, I didn't even know her name. However, though, over the next 4 months, I did see her again. And every time I did it, I took my weird awkwardness to the next level. I even blurted out that I loved her once without thinking about it. I was just such an idiot at the time. I didn't even think about this. It was like I was digging my own grave, and every word that came out of my mouth was like a shovel full of dirt. She, and more importantly, her friends, thought that I was a complete creep. And that's when it hit me. That's when I realized there's a possibility that this woman that I just met was supposed to be the woman that I was supposed to marry. What if I just met who was supposed to be my future wife and I completely screwed it up because I wasn't ready? I thought of what my life would be like now. I mean, now that I had to settle for a woman that wasn't as good as her, stuck in a trailer with some fat slob of a wife yelling at me about baby solution while she forced the screaming kids to eat cold canned vegetables. I felt sick. I remember thinking, how is it that some guys basically were equipped with confidence, wit, and charisma, while guys like me were destined to screw up every opportunity that came their way? It just didn't seem fair to me. So I decided that if I was going to go down, I was going to go down in flames. I started writing her letters. I started leaving her notes, places I knew she'd be. And when I never heard back from her, I wrote her letters to her mom and asked her to forward them over to her. I just don't know what came over me at the time. And I accomplished what I was trying to accomplish, really. I pushed her away for good. And by this point, every woman knew in the entire town that knew me, knew that I wanted her and I couldn't have her. And I felt pathetic. And it was pathetic. I wish I could sit here and tell you that it didn't get worse, though, but it did. Because after that sort of sitting around and feeling sorry myself that I was doing, it happened. I was on my way to work on a weekend of a big college football game in town. I remember because people had face paint on and they were already getting drunk at around noon that day. But just as I pulled into my parking spot, my cell phone rang with a number that I didn't recognize. Now, I don't usually answer the phone when I don't know who's calling, but I distinctly remember having a glimmer of hope that it was her, that she was calling to tell me that she wanted to see me, that she had read my letters, that she was moved, and that she was calling to say that she cared for me and that she wanted to be mine. Of course, she hadn't talked to me in months at this point, and there was absolutely no reason for me to think that, but I just wanted it so bad, I couldn't help but hope. I was like a compulsive gambler, really. I was like $20,000 in the hole, borrowing money because I hoped that I could win it all back somehow. I'm just absolutely desperate in every way. So I answered my phone. I said, "Hello?" And there was silence on the other end. I said, "Hello? Is anyone there?" And then a man's voice came to the other end of the phone. He said, "Is this Josh Pelissier?" And I said, "Yes, who is this?" And then he said this, "Look, you asshole. I know you've been obsessed with this girl for a long time, but you have to stop. She doesn't like you. You're making a fool out of yourself. Everybody is laughing at you behind your back. You're a loser. Stop writing, calling, texting, and talking to my girlfriend." I just stood there in a daze. She had a boyfriend. She didn't like me. Everyone was laughing at me behind my back. I mean, reality really came crashing down around me. I was staring off into space as this guy, whom I've never met before in my life, tore me a new one. Then he said, "Look, loser, just back off, or I'm going to get some of my friends together and we're going to pay you a visit." And all I could say was, "Okay, I'm sorry." And he said, "That's right. You are sorry, pussy. Click." And then he hung up. I still stood there in front of the gas station with my phone up to my ear. Happy people were kind of wandering around with face paint on, going to their football game. And all I could think about was that she had a boyfriend and that he was obviously a complete asshole, that she didn't like me, and that everybody was laughing at me behind my back. I suddenly realized how alone I really was. I didn't know it at the time, but in a matter of years, I discovered the secret attraction and seduction triggers that would eventually get her back in my life forever. Well, she's my girlfriend now, so she got back in my life now. And don't worry, of course, I'll be revealing those secrets on this webinar today. Yet at this point in my life, standing there on the sidewalk, I was in a complete daze. I had nothing and I had no one. But just then, something kind of amazing hit me, though. And I really had nothing. And that meant that I had absolutely nothing to lose. I'd probably never be that low again in my entire life. So I decided to do something kind of drastic. I quit my job. I sold all my crap. I bought a backpack and a sleeping bag. And I hitched a ride up to a place called Springer Mountain in Georgia. And I just kind of needed to clear my head. I needed to get away and I needed to think. And I just needed to walk for a while. So that's what I did. I started walking in the Appalachian Trail. I walked straight for over 350 miles. When it snowed, I covered my bag up and kept my head down. When it rained, I found shelter. When I was hungry, I stopped and I made ramen noodles or something. When I was tired, I set up camp and I slept. And while I was walking, I began to realize a single important truth about social interaction. Every step I took away from the gas station, I have noticed that the kind of fog that was in my brain sort of lifted a little bit more, until eventually I had kind of a crazy idea. What if I sort of set out to kind of crack the code here? I mean, what if I tried to fit into every click, group, and circle of friends that I could? You know, what if I could find a way to be friends with everybody? Was it possible? You know, there was nothing more important in my life than finding the answer to that question. And if I knew how to get her friends to like me, then she would have to give me another chance, right? I mean, that's logical. So I left the trail and I spent the next year challenging myself, attempting to fit into every scenario I could imagine. One week I'd be sipping rum martinis at a yacht club in Chicago. The next week I'd be in Kansas at a bar playing pool and poker with the locals. One week I'd be listening to amateur poetry in North Carolina. And the next week I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean sailing my way to the Caribbean. And I was broke the entire time I was doing this, by the way, so it wasn't like I had money or anything. And slowly, I sort of began to understand some subtle nuances of social interaction. However, it was taking way too long for me. It had been years that I'd sort of wasted doing this. So I began to study everything I could get my hands on. I spent years interviewing psychology professors, reading books, watching videos, listening to audio, and doing everything I could to find the answer in some sort of social acceptance magical pill or attraction magical pill that I was looking for. Almost 4 years later, I'd make a decision to get this attraction thing handled or die trying. So, of course, the real truth didn't come easy to me. I had to search through a sea of crap to find good advice. You probably know what I'm talking about. I tested everything. I talked to thousands and thousands of women. Thousands. I started seeing patterns. I started using techniques that I invented, and they started working. Really, really working. I took on mentors in all sorts of arenas, from etiquette to body language, from pickup artists to seduction masters. I had the authors of the book, The Modern Gentleman, the first generation Dale Carnegie instructor, and the guy who taught Tony Robbins. I was following everybody. And after I gained their trust, they revealed the secret formula that I'm about to reveal to you today in this webinar. The next thing I knew, I was flying all over the world giving lectures, teaching courses, being interviewed on the Howard Stern Channel, the Today Show, the New York Times, the New York Daily News, Current TV, the Associated Press. Hell, even Saturday Night Live was making fun of me, which was kind of a big deal for me. I liked that, you know. I was teaching guys how to use the techniques that it took me almost a decade to discover, and they were doing in 3 days or less what people told me was impossible, and it took me a decade to learn. They were becoming attractive guys that every woman wanted. And since then, I've perfected my system even more. Guys are using it in over 50 countries around the world, and it's the most effective system ever created to secretly attract women so that you can be yourself and get the hot women you really want. But all that aside, you have to remember that I'm just a normal guy like you. I'm not naturally good with women at all. I've just discovered some super ninja and simple techniques that you can learn in a matter of minutes that turned me from an absolute pussy to every woman's wet dream. And that's what you're going to learn today in this webinar. So keep watching. And the first secret that I need to reveal to you is not easy to tell you because you've been lied to about this, and it's probably going to piss you off something awful. It's a common misconception about what women are attracted to that about 99.8% of guys believe is true. And guess what? It's an absolute lie, and you're being spoon-fed it by a very specific group of people. These people have something to gain by keeping you in the dark here. They're sadistic. They enjoy watching you fail. And, of course, there's the money. What I'm about to tell you is absolutely true, even though it will seem very strange and almost unbelievable. I've changed some of the details to protect any innocent people who might have gotten tricked or wrapped up in it like I did, but I feel the need to warn you that it's going to seem like something right out of the Da Vinci Code, and I agree, it's absolutely shocking. About 5 years ago, I was pretty well known around the world. I had a weekly radio show at the time on Sirius XM satellite radio that had reached over 1 million people each week. Because I was getting so much attention, I was offered all sorts of other projects as well. I mean, a book deal from HarperCollins, a couple of reality TV shows, a movie deal, several endorsement deals, etc. And I ended up turning them all down when they attempted to sort of water down my message and make it marketable, which was crap, aka take all the good stuff out and make it unusable. However, there's one offer that intrigued me enough to take it. In 2007, I was approached by a secret group of underground elite behavioral scientists called the Golden Sheep. I know this sounds nuts, but it really happened. I got a call from them on my cell phone one day. I have no idea how they got my number, by the way. And they explained that they'd like to meet me and discuss my possible involvement in their organization. Well, I was a little bit nervous, granted, I think that's pretty natural, about meeting them because they were such a secret and elite group. But the meeting place was public enough and they were pretty insistent. So I agreed to meet them to hear more. So they sent a car for me and told me to keep this to myself, which I did. I was pretty excited slash paranoid slash a little bit scared about the whole thing, really. It was like I was being invited to attend a secret meeting with the Illuminati or something. I half expected to show up and see JFK and Elvis sitting there. And when I showed up, I saw something just as shocking. There, at a long conference table, were some of the most powerful people in the world. There were some leaders of a certain huge social networking site that will go nameless, key decision makers in the magazine publishing industry, some owners of major private upscale clubs and for celebrities only, and several others who either hid their credentials for confidentiality or that I didn't recognize when I walked in. And then there was me, right? When I sat down, they all started introducing themselves one at a time as if they had heard about me and they were looking forward to meeting me, which was really interesting. I was flattered. And if the next thing that I'm about to tell you hadn't happened, I wouldn't have a problem with them at all. But just then, the leader of the group sort of stood up in the front of the room, introduced me to everybody, and then he said the strangest thing that almost knocked me out of my seat. He said, "We brought you here because we believe that your knowledge of social interaction and attraction will help us sell more shampoo." I thought that was pretty funny for a second. I mean, I smiled, but they didn't. I asked, "Are you serious?" And then he said, "Mr. Pelletier, maybe this will help you understand. You know," he's like, "let me just tell you how this really works." He flipped over a paper presentation board, and on the other side was this really complicated looking graph. Without getting into too many details, it would probably put me in legal danger and probably put you to sleep, to be honest. He went on to explain how the number one pain point for men that causes them to buy stuff is not knowing how to attract women. They wanted to create advertisements that targeted lonely men and promised them that they could attract women if they bought their crap. I was completely stunned when I heard this. Part of me was actually impressed that they had so much data to back up their claim here. I mean, it was really, really impressive. And the other part of me was thinking, I knew it. All those ads around products like beer, cars, sports events, and even shampoo was oddly targeted to make guys believe that they would attract hot chicks if they bought their crap. I had a feeling that there was some group of people that were doing this on purpose, and finally I was seeing it with my own eyes, which was really interesting. And the real thing that pissed me off was that they knew that nothing that they had offered actually helped guys attract women at all. They were misleading guys to make a profit, and they knew it. So I knew I just couldn't just get pissed and run out the door. So instead, I sat there, and I gave them what had to be the single biggest pile of bullshit in the world. And after I left, and thanked them for their time, of course, they went on to produce the biggest bomb in advertising history. Eventually, that project that I was working on got shut down, and they moved on to bring other powerful and intelligent members to the Golden Sheep. This group still exists today. They're a real group, and they're still trying to take advantage of you by spoon-feeding you false hopes that wearing their cologne or having a certain haircut will be the reason why women want you. But I'm here to tell you that not only is that not true, it's sneaky, unethical, and, in my opinion, conniving. And it probably pisses you off. They want you to believe this because they want you to get scared when you see a beautiful woman. Because as long as you're scared, you won't approach her, you won't seem confident, and you'll feel like a complete wuss. Then you'll see their ads and you'll buy their crap. Seriously. But that's not what I want for you. I don't want you to get laughed at by women behind your back because you look like you're trying too hard. I don't want you to spend every night alone while all your friends go out and meet up with hot women. And most of all, I definitely don't want you to settle down with a woman that's mean, cold, nagging, controlling, and that gets uglier by the second just because you don't think you can do better. And you know what? You don't have to, because it's not your fault. If you want to blame somebody, don't blame yourself, man. Blame groups like this that are dedicated to taking advantage of you. Blame it on the media, the advertising, the magazines that flat out lie to you just so they can make an extra buck and impress their boss this quarter. I mean, the real truth is that your skills for picking up, connecting with, seducing, and keeping women are just like a muscle. In fact, it's commonly referred to as your attraction muscle, as we call it. I'll tell you a little bit more about that in just a second. And these lies that you're being told are keeping that muscle weak and puny so that you suffer and that they profit. However, you can fight them by knowing the truth. And just to make sure you're able to do that, I'm going to reveal the biggest lies that they'd like you to believe. As long as you believe these malicious truths, you'll be deceived by the bigwigs who are out there trying to bend you over and stick it to you so they can raise their stock 2 points this year. So let's go into lie number one. The first lie is, you either have it or you don't. This is absolutely false, right? The truth is, every guy has to learn the skills to attract women. Even the guys who seem to be naturals with women learned it somewhere. Most of them had good male role models, like older brothers, cool uncles, suave dads, and stuff like that, who taught them the ropes and showed them how to sort of attract women when they were younger. And always remember, what one man can do, another man can do. And in just a minute, I'm going to give you the tools that you need to attract women better than the so-called naturals out there. So keep watching. But first, let's go on to lie number two. Lie number two is that it's random. Sometimes you're on and sometimes you're just not on, right? This is a pretty clever lie. If you get the impression that sometimes you're on when you go out, as in it almost seems effortless to attract women on some days, and then close to impossible on others, then you've experienced a concept called dropping state. There's a psychologically proven system that every woman goes through when she decides to sleep with a guy, flirt with a guy, and especially when she decides not to reject a guy. And if you know that system, you can bypass all of her rejection triggers and turn her on instantly. If you don't know it, then you simply accidentally do it right sometimes, and then other times you do it wrong. It's as simple as that. That's it. There's no on or off, right? That's just something that the media wants you to think so that they can advertise crap to you, so that they can promise that they're going to give you an on day. But the only way to have an on day every single time you get out of bed is to know that simple step-by-step process to attract any woman, something that I'll reveal to you today. Finally, let's go on to lie number three. Lie number three is, you shouldn't focus on getting better with women. It will sort of sort itself out when you're successful. This has almost got me in fights at times. Let me explain why. Most of the men in the world don't actually believe this sort of uber lie, yet they still act like they believe it because it's easier to ignore it than it is to face the truth. Imagine that you're one of those guys who believes that you should not focus on improving your skills with women, not directly at least, and that over time you'll be successful and then the whole attraction thing will sort itself out. Well, imagine the absolute horror you'd experience when a guy like me, a broke, skinny, balding, short, nerdy guy who grew up in a trailer park, literally, walks up to a girl you've been buying drinks for all night, does a few undetectable, powerful attraction techniques, and walks off with the girl you want. How pissed off would you be? How absolutely enraged would that make you? Well, it happens all the time. And it's because I've worked on my skills with women instead of spending all my time climbing the corporate ladder. Think about this for a second. If it was really true that you should focus on success and money, and then the whole women thing will sort itself out, then why would one of the highest rated reality shows on TV be about millionaires who need someone to hook them up with girls? I'm talking about Patty Stranger, aka the Millionaire Matchmaker here. She has a net worth of $4.5 million. And this was years ago. She's made all these millions setting up frustrated millionaires with gold diggers. These guys have no skills with women. They can't get a date, even though they're wiping their ass with $100 bills. You see where I'm going with this? It's the biggest lie of all. And you either find it out now, or you can wait until a guy like me, who's trained in this sort of super secret art of seduction, walks up and effortlessly robs you of every hot girl you have your eye on. It's your choice. However, it's not your fault. The truth is that you should actively work on your skills with women a little bit every single day. Why? Well, remember earlier how I said your skills with women are like a muscle? Well, the truth is, if you don't work them out and improve on them regularly, those skills will get weaker and weaker. And if you go too long without learning new, powerful techniques and putting them into practice, your attraction muscle, as I like to call it, will atrophy altogether, and you won't even be able to talk to women that you don't know. You'll be gripped by absolute fear and anxiety every time you think of approaching and chatting up a super hot girl or a stunning, sexy woman. So the question you might have now is, what are some of these powerful attraction techniques? Well, the most powerful technique is called the map of interaction. This is also referred to as a seduction roadmap. And it'll walk you through every step from what to say and do when you first open your mouth that keeps her intrigued, how to connect with her and begin the falling in love process for her, how to make your move and begin seducing her effortlessly, and then how to keep her attracted over time. It's by far the most powerful thing you will ever learn about how to attract women. I'm going to be going into specifics in the map of interaction in just a bit, so by all means, keep watching. First, you'll need to know one red flag F-up that you must avoid at all costs if you want to actually attract women and not repel them away from you like you're some kind of backwards chick electromagnet. This mistake is something that every guy in the world has made, so don't beat yourself up. Every guy in the world's made this at one point or another, and it will instantly double your success with women as soon as you erase it completely from your behavior. It is so powerful, in fact, that even if you say all the right things, and let's face it, we're guys, we never say all the right things, it'll still flip her rejection switches and she'll turn icy cold to you. And this crucial mistake is called positive body language. I'll say that again, positive body language. Imagine this. You walk into a bar to meet some friends for a drink after work, and immediately you notice a cute girl standing to your left by a table, right? She seems to be by herself, and as you're looking, she turns and makes eye contact with you, and she smiles. You get a little bit of a little butterfly feeling in your stomach for a second, and then she walks up to you and says, "Hi, who are you?" You don't freeze like you normally do. I mean, conversation seems to be kind of flowing pretty easily. Then after about 5 minutes of talking, just when everything is going well and you're about to ask her if she wants a drink, you notice something off. She seemed like she was into you a minute ago, but now she's looking around at other people while you're talking to her. She's being short with her responses, and she's playing with her phone. You begin to feel this interaction falling to pieces. In a panic, you ask her questions about her life. Where is she from? What does she do? What is she doing at this bar? It's only making it worse. And next awkward silence, she says, "Well, it was nice meeting you." And you say, "Yeah, you too." And then she walks off. Now, if something like this has ever happened to you, then you're probably extremely frustrated. In fact, it probably ruined your entire night for you. Well, listen, it happens to just about every guy, so don't worry. In fact, it's one of the easiest things to fix, but most guys just never get the right information to really fix it. The attraction that she had for you is only slipping away because you're giving her too much of what's called positive body language. In other words, she's losing attraction because you're facing her with your chest at the wrong time. When you face a woman with your chest, you subconsciously tell her that you want what she has, right? And if you do this at the wrong time, you'll end up coming across like you haven't seen or talked to a girl in years. And as soon as she gets that signal from you, she's out of there. And then she'll avoid you for the rest of the night like you're carrying a chainsaw and wearing a hockey mask. Instead, you want to use something called negative body language. And it's really simple. All you have to do is turn your chest away from a girl you're interested in at the right time to subconsciously compel her to chase you and desperately try to get your attention. Now, I should make a note here and tell you a little bit about why this works in the first place, because I believe it'll be valuable information for you as I dig into deeper and even more powerful techniques. Every woman comes sort of hardwired with a set of something called attraction triggers. These are automatic, involuntary responses that bypass her logical brain and cause an overwhelming feeling of attraction and arousal without her ever being aware that they're happening. Now, these attraction triggers get flipped naturally all the time whenever she's around guys that she's naturally becomes attracted to in a normal environment. However, they can also be activated on command, if you know what to do, by subtle, specific phrases and body language movements that you can use with women even if you've just met them. You know, these triggers actually exist in other animals too. For example, a mother turkey is sort of designed to listen to the cheep, cheep noise of her chicks, right? She automatically takes care of anything that makes that noise. However, the polecat has learned how to make this exact same noise. And when a turkey hears a polecat make this cheep, cheep noise, she automatically puts him in her nest, where he then feasts on the eggs in there. The turkey heard the trigger and then reacted without thinking at all. It's a sneaky and effective trick played by the polecat in this case. And women will fall in line in the exact same way when you use specifically designed attraction triggers to turn them on. Now, of course, you'll want to use these triggers with caution. If you use them recklessly, they'll backfire and they'll blow your cover, so to speak. And because these triggers are so powerful, I'm going to urge you to only use them on single women that you find attractive. It only takes one screw up to get this warning drilled into your head forever. So if you don't know all the fail-safes to keep her from noticing, then be really careful. Imagine walking up to a woman with absolute confidence, knowing that no matter how she responds, you'll be able to use a couple of undetectable attraction triggers to turn her on instantly. How much more fun do you think approaching women would be for you? Imagine how much power you feel. It's a lot simpler than you might think, too, so keep watching. Now, what if you actually got excited about the idea of walking into a group of hot women that you've never met before and starting a conversation, instead of being nervous and sort of at a loss for words? Well, you can if you pay attention to this next tip, and you'll also project a strong level of sexual dominance while you're doing it. This is something that turns on about 90% of women on the spot without even having to try. And all has to do with the way you walk. Believe it or not, you give away a lot of information to women by the way you walk. Women can tell exactly how you're going to be in bed, how confident you are outside the bedroom, and how strong you're going to be with them emotionally just by watching you walk into a room. And most men don't pass this test for women. However, there are certain differences in the way a confident and attractive man walks. And if you can just mimic these simple movements, women will automatically think you're attractive too. I know it sounds simple because it is simple. Just like a mother turkey did earlier, that same exact little tweak. And one of these very important tweaks is in the how wide your strides are. Walking with short strides, like with really short steps, projects insecurity and a submissive personality. This means that most men who walk with short strides have a fear that people are going to make fun of them and are more likely to back down during confrontation, thus appearing submissive, right? Instead, you want to project dominant body language and power when you walk, as women are universally attracted to these two qualities. The best way you can make sure you're walking this way is to make sure that your front leg is fully extended before you place it down to take your next step. If you make this one tweak, you'll instantly double the amount of women you attract, instantly. And if you hold your head, shoulders, and arms in the right way as well, you'll be unstoppable. Imagine never being nervous as you walk up to any sexy woman that you see and getting amazing positive responses from them at the same time. And it gets even better. I hope you've been paying close attention so far because this next tip is a big one. I should warn you though, if you don't use this last tip, you can forget about all the secrets I've given you because this is the sort of missing piece of the puzzle that'll allow you to secretly attract women so you can still be yourself and get the hot woman you really want. Would you believe that there's a specific step-by-step process to working on an engine? Or that maybe there's a specific step-by-step process that you need to go through if you want to learn how to program a computer? Well, of course you would, right? We all know that these processes exist because we've seen people get better at doing these things. They study a system and they apply it, and then presto, they're masters of their art, right? You still might not know exactly how they're doing it, but they learned it by following a process. Well, what I'm going to tell you next may shock you. However, it's 100% proven and true. You ready? Every time a woman decides to sleep with a man, she goes through the exact same four-step process in the exact same order. These four steps sort of guide you through any interaction that you have with any woman. You want to be more than friends with a woman that you've known for a long time? No sweat. Just use these steps and it'll get you right out of the friend zone. If you see a hottie and you want to get her away from the guys that she has surrounding her for sort of a one-on-one conversation, that is child's play when you use this system to your advantage. You want to have some no strings attached fun with the girl you just met? Well, when you know this system, you can frame any interaction to make her completely comfortable with casual sex with you, even if she's not that kind of girl, so to speak. Now, I know this all sounds a little too simple, and it's probably because it is simple if you know the system. Remember earlier when I talked about the map of interaction? Well, now I'm going to dive a little deeper into how you can use the map of interaction to your advantage to attract any woman you want. All right, so here are those steps. I want you to look at this graph that I have here, this chart, and I want you to follow along with me. I'm going to sort of briefly go over it, and then I'm going to tell you how you can get a copy of this chart just for yourself in just a little bit. Step one is called curiosity. Really, it's attraction, right? Attraction is no more than just curiosity. One of the biggest mistakes you can make that will plague you with rejection after rejection is to mistake attraction for sexual interest. Women are all harmlessly curious way before they are sexually aroused. Your job is to boost their curiosity in a way that keeps them intrigued. Now, of course, there are many ways to do this. However, each time you do it, you'll need to follow some simple rules. Usually these are overlooked though. So just to make sure it goes off without a hitch, you need to follow these simple guidelines. First, you'll have to realize that she already notices you well before you think she does. That part is extremely important. I'll say it again. She already notices you well before you think she does. That means she's already made up her mind as to whether or not you're interesting before you walk up and say anything. That's why it's so important to make sure that you understand the rules of attractive body language and you practice them all the time. That alone will cut your rejections in half immediately. Then you'll need to show her that you have some kind of social value, right? The most effective way of showing her your value is through the use of a special kind of banter. This is sort of lighthearted conversation, sort of seems harmless enough on the surface, right? But is laser targeted to help boost her interest in you and get her even more curious about you. And finally, you need to get her chasing you. This is where men are sort of separated from the boys here in this process. There's a specific proven method that you can use to actually make women chase you uncontrollably. And if you do it at the right time, you will send her into a level of overwhelming attraction that she's never experienced before, and she'll be doing some sometimes very out of character things to get you to notice her, right? Get you to talk to her and to choose her over all the other women that she thinks you have in your life. After you've gone through this process of creating curiosity, you'll be ready for step two. And step two is the connection or rapport stage. If you've ever been in the friend zone before, then it's probably because you've accidentally skipped the first step that I just told you, the curiosity step, and jumped straight to this one. That's no big deal, of course, because if you know exactly how the map of interaction works, you can go back and you can undo the let's just be friends thing and get into a let's just be lovers situation instead. And the connection step has to do with rapport directly, specifically. What many guys, except the really smart ones, do wrong is that they jump into this rapport stage and they try to just get her talking, you know. This is a huge mistake. There are actually four mini stages to this step. There's light rapport, wide rapport, deep rapport, and then a stage called release. And if you wing this stage, you'll just be asking her a bunch of questions that will bore the hell out of her, you know, and this entire process will blow up in your face. So instead, you'll want to discover the proven method for making strong emotional connection with a woman. Why? Well, because when you make this kind of connection, she'll begin to think that you're different than other guys, that you're somehow worth more, and most importantly, that she wants you. The connection process is where the trust is built, and it's where you sort of get real with her. If you do this too soon, you'll get flung into the deep, dark pits of the friend zone, or you'll get rejected outright and left unwanted and laughed at. If you do this too late, she'll lose interest altogether. But do this at the right time by reading her cues that let you know it's time to go into rapport, and she'll instantly fall in love with you. It's nuts. All right, step three, the next step, is seduction. This is the part that every guy, and yes, every guy, really wants to get to, right? This is what we're, to be, if we are honest, this is where we want to go, right? This is where all the head games stop, or should I say, this is where all the tables turn, right? And you're the one in control. And of course, this is the part with the crazy, wild, kinky sex comes in, During this step, you're going to use a concept called the VET system, that's V-E-T-T, to guide you through the seduction process and get her turned on so much that she can't control herself. VET, of course, is an acronym to help you remember what exactly you need to change at this crucial moment, which will decide whether you go home alone, you know, with a wicked case of blue balls, or back to her place to give her a little late night ride on the baloney pony. So step four is the step of perpetual attraction, or also known as relationship balance. After you've gotten sexual with her, you'll have a few things, just a few things to do just to make sure that you're both enjoying more, many more nights of uninhibited sexual pleasure, right? After all, good sex usually gets better, and the more you have it, the better, in my opinion. I encourage you to practice as much as possible so you'd have lots of sex. So during this step, you'll be doing a, sort of a simple check-in, and you'll be watching these four pillars of relationship balance to sort of keep her uncontrollably addicted to you over time. All right, so that was a lot to cover in such a short period of time. And don't worry, in just a minute, I'm going to tell you where you can get your copy of that attraction blueprint you just saw, which is valued at $75 at no cost to you. And when you get it, you'll probably want to put it in your phone or something so you can access it when you're out meeting women and you want like a quick reminder of what to do. Right now, you might be a little bit overwhelmed though with all this information. And you might be wondering, you know, where you should start with all this. Well, that's good. It means that you've been paying attention and that you've learned some life-changing secrets about attracting the kinds of women that you really, really want and deserve. Now that you know these secrets exist, do you really think you'll be able to go back to hoping that you can get lucky? I mean, do you really want to go back to being hit or miss again? Well, today you've got two directions to choose from. Choice number one, you can take this information that I gave you today, get your free attraction blueprint at the end of this webinar, and go at it completely alone, right? And hey, you will see some success if you took very careful notes the entire time, I promise. Or this choice number two, if you're like most guys watching this webinar right now, you're going to want to get huge results very fast without a ton of guesswork and trial and error. And after all, I've already gone through a lifetime of trial and error. Why should you go through it too? The logical thing would be to let me do the work for you. And you know what? I already have. And it's been distilled down and proven countless times by thousands and thousands of other smart guys who get quick and easy sexual attraction with women. A system so powerful that it puts the control back in your hands as a man, finally, and lets you sit in the driver's seat of your interactions with women without changing who you are, without memorizing stupid pickup lines, or doing weird stuff that makes you look like a creep. Right? Even if you're overweight and lazy, if you're balding, if you're over the age of 50 and you want to date younger women, if you aren't rich and you're deathly afraid of approaching women, and especially if you've tried everything you could think of and you're still not seeing the results you really want. Again, I'm Josh Pelletier, and I'm author of a book called The Tao of Badass, which is also known as Tao. That's just a way of saying the way of the badass, right? I heard a lot of guys call it the stealth seduction system because it's completely under the radar, but it's more like a complete proven list of these secret underground attraction triggers and step-by-step instructions on how to activate each one of them.